I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
It's episode 37 of Hacker Voice Radio on the 30th of September 2005. We're going out live and tomorrow is payday. And in the background you can hear the beautiful sounds of Pi because it's just randomly put through my playlist. Anyway, I'm joined here by TC.
Hey.
The newest member of Hacker Voice. And one of the oldest members, the senior member. Planetus Lavis.
Good evening. That's just a nice way of saying I'm nearly going to get my bus pass.
Yeah.
It's the 29th of September, by the way.
Oh, you're joking.
No.
Oh,
you
what?
You put the wrong date on the last show I just saw in the archive.
I did, didn't I?
So, yeah.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks for correcting
my
fucking mistakes.
And saying them live on air.
That's cool. I'll have to correct that. You will learn from your mistakes. You certainly do. Any news?
I've got a little bit.
Cool.
Probably something that you've both seen, as I said a few minutes ago. But that is that MIT are launching a prototype $100 laptop. Now, this is a lovely, lovely piece of kit from what I've seen that runs on a 500 MHz AMD processor.
That's more than enough.
It's removable USB keys, and it runs Linux.
Wow.
Now, one of the cool things is that the carrying strap that clicks onto the thing so you can sling it over your shoulder is also the AC adapter.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull off this thing and one end goes into the laptop, the other end goes into the mains. And that's a carrying strap. That's pretty mad. It also has an old school kind of crank handle, so you can, if you've got no electricity, you can power it up kinetically. The guy who's doing it at MOT, Nicholas Negro Ponte, I think his name is. God knows how you pronounce that. Sounds like a bad racist joke.
Will you call me?
Negro Ponte!
I hate you!
He's developing it so that like every kid in the States can have easy access to a laptop, and even in the third world they can afford them, and they've got an alternative to just plugging them straight into the mains. If this thing takes off, which it should do, it'll be amazing.
Hackers
it'll be
everywhere.
A bloody revolution. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic. To check out the details on it, go to Slashdot or Neowin or the BBC's tech site or any of your favourite tech sites.
Yeah.
The store is probably going to be there. It's popping up all over the place. It's very cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be thinking about buying one because if it's like energy on the move.
This track playing right now is by Bill Skills.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Still there, mate?
Yeah. What happened there?
I don't know. Everything just went really quiet.
Started cutting out of me.
I think we're tripping out again.
But yeah, I'd definitely love to get my hands on one.
Oh yeah, I'd love to.
I think I think this is actually more powerful than the laptop I use.
Well, it's probably as powerful as the laptop I'm using. And last night we were doing some serious hacking to it, and it was standing up to it. I mean, if I bought 100 of those laptops, I could run my own little cluster.
Cool.
Which I don't have the money to, but, you know, I'm just saying. For
£100, in theory, it works.
So, like, for £500, you've got five laptops. you've got a decent cluster going right there, you know. It's an investment. And, I mean, laptops are laptops. You wouldn't run a laptop as a server, although you could. I mean, I could just, you know, have it on all day, running a web server if I wanted to. It would be fine.
Well, I mean, I think they're absolutely fantastic. I mean, the amount of times I've been sitting on the train and bam, a battery's gone. And you're just like, oh, crap. Yeah, and you're thinking, oh dear, I've just, yeah, you lost the document you're working on. So you can sit there for the next 5 minutes, get it up and running again.
Yeah, just winding away in the back, see.
Now, how many people were you going to see on the train, you know, all these big businessmen winding up things, you know, their exercise?
Yeah, it feels like a step in the wrong direction.
I think it's a cool idea, even if... just from the angle of giving it a safe shutdown.
Yeah.
So when your battery power gets down to, let's say, 10%, it flags up and goes, whoa, you better plug me in there, buddy.
Yeah.
Crank it up a bit more, you know, give it another couple of minutes, and then just perform a proper safe shutdown.
Sure.
Rather than just have your battery go, hey, I'm out of here. That, and as you were saying earlier, the portability of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's something we hit at the first recording we did at the 2600 meeting in August.
Mm.
It was laptops with nowhere to plug them in.
Yes.
And very low battery power.
Yeah. As I demonstrated with my weak-ass battery running XP. Something really cool for the hardcore extreme mod head is Asus has released a Extreme N6600GT silenced HTD GeForce 6600. Who makes up these fucking numbers? Basically, it's a graphics card that has no cooling fan at all.
Ooh.
It looks kind of odd. It has a heatsink that folds on a hinge. It's great for home theater entertainment systems, and it's very small. I did send you a link today with a mini ATX
motherboard.
Form factor motherboard, and I thought this would come in perfectly for your system. Now, this graphics card would fit in there, and it would run beautifully with no fans, so you're minimizing on heat weight, you're minimizing on power wastage, and also, you know, heat to factor. You could cool everything with one big fan inside the system, so it would fit perfectly in your car. So yeah, I don't know if you took a look at that.
I did, and by a strange coincidence, that is the motherboard that I've already bought.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exact same one.
Wow, I must have been, you know, thinking on some weird bandwidth there, thinking like you.
Psychic!
Yeah.
But there's only one expansion slot on that motherboard, which is through PCI.
Yeah.
Standard PCI, not PCI Express. But you've got everything built in on that little thing, and it's one of those via embedded boards.
Yeah.
If you Google for via embedded, then you'll find a load of boards like that. And this one's got all the video and the audio and everything built in. Costs about 100 quid, and I've actually used these in a business environment. We just set them up. It costs about 200 quid per machine, motherboard, RAM, hard disk, etc. And we just have them performing really simple tasks.
Yeah, they're really good for thin clients.
Yeah, what we do is we use them for, like, logging machines.
Mm.
Not logging in, but logging firewall logs and different things like that.
Sure.
Very, very stable, because they're doing nothing but the little tasks that you give them.
Yeah.
So we've got two or three of these, just to perform in very few tasks.
Yeah.
Very cool, very stable, good machines.
Mm. Good stuff. I took an interest into that myself, although I don't have the money to afford one right now, because I'm going to be investing in a new server for us.
Cool.
That will save me from people trying to nuke my laptop with mainly fucking Napster taking off my fucking taking off my shadow file to see all my clients' hashes on my user hashes. That little cunt. Yeah, sorry Napster if you're listening, I didn't mean any offence.
By the way, listeners, this episode may contain strong language.
Fuck off.
But then again, they all do.
You're fucking kidding me.
Fuck you, Barry.
No, you can't be fucking serious. You can't be fucking fandibulistically containing arse wrenching.
It's worse than Goodfellas around here sometimes. Yeah.
I think we should do like a South Park swearathon episode where we see how many swear words we can ring up in one hour.
I think just download one of the Friday night episodes.
Yeah.
Bitch!
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, in other news, we have everybody's favourite people, eBay.
Oh, yeah.
They're facing court. Because
cool.
Apparently there's been sales of lenses, contact lenses on there.
Yeah.
Which Optical Council actually claims that if they're buying them online, or people buying them online, it's going to cause serious eye problems because they don't have the necessary checks.
Yeah.
I mean, by law, the lenses must be sold by a registered optician or doctor.
Yeah.
So they may be facing court over this.
Wow.
That's not fair. If eBay go down,
damn,
where am I going to go to buy cheap stuff?
Where am I going to get my contact lenses from?
My Viagra.
Yeah. Where do you get your Viagra from?
I actually don't. I've never tried it.
I've tried it once.
No way. Is it any good?
I'll tell you what, man. For a healthy man that gets an erection when it doesn't need one, you don't want to take Viagra.
Because I was talking to two guys in the States and they'd both dropped it. One was about 50, the other was about 18.
Yeah.
Total strangers. And both of them had said, yeah, I've tried Viagra. And the other one goes, yeah, I've tried it too. It's shit.
Yeah.
And they were both going, yeah, I've barely got a semi. I was like, jeez, what did you do? They said, I had the maximum strength Viagra. I was like, what, you got a semi off it?
Problem is,
it cost me like $20.
Problem is, you might end up going blind from it.
What, from wanking?
No, from actually taking Viagra.
That's not a good thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe some of those old wives' tales were true.
Yeah.
I've got like a 10-second lag at the moment.
Yeah.
You got a 10-second lag?
Lag?
Yes.
I think it's just that Viagra kicking in. Yeah. Alright. Hardware news. Silent 500-watt power supply is released. Supposedly meant to be really, really silent. It looks really cool. You know, just on a cool factor, I think it's great. What else? Apple is going to replace the faulty nano screens, so they've admitted to that.
Comics,
this is a story that's going to be dragging on for the last few days. There's quite a lot of hardware news, but there's not much else. Apart from that news that I sent to everyone. Do you want to read the app? Let me just go into my Gmail first. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know you sent me two emails.
Yeah.
And one was about the motherboard. I didn't really read the other one. Yet.
That would be because it's quite long.
Yeah.
People don't tend to, you know, look at long things. I found that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Planet. What are we going to do with
come
you,
on.
Mate?
You can't put a joke like that in front of me and expect me to do nothing. You better take the long one.
Who's excited about Hacker Boys Con?
Me. I know TC is.
Yeah.
And I know
definitely.
I am too. Hell yeah! We were just talking about this offline. It should be pretty cool.
Were you?
Yeah. Yeah, when you went to go and fix the server and whatever do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I said even if no one turns up, it'll be a good laugh and it'll be a good piss up. So those two things are guaranteed. Anything else is a bonus.
Exactly. I'm only in it. Yeah. I really am only in it just to meet other. Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Anyone still here? Hello?
Yeah. Good. Weird time lag.
Yeah, I just had a little time lag. TC's cracked out. But yeah, as I was saying, I really am in it just to meet the other, you know, other people that are like-minded, and I think that was my first intention from the beginning. And if I can, you know, I don't know, contribute with talking about certain things, then yeah, hell yeah, that'd be fun. I think I might have to rewrite my speech, because it tends to incriminate everyone at the beginning. Yeah.
Not giving away names and things like that, are you?
Yeah, I give away your docs, your address, Scobie's docs, his address, Ionix, well, you know, just Google it.
He does that himself.
And I give away everything that you've done, all your server logs, everything. No, I'm joking. Basically what...
Hello.
I mean, it'll be long to explain. Hi. It'll be long to explain, but it's not like, right, you're fucking, you know, but it's an incrimination to a point, if you see what I mean. Just to prove a point. So I might have to... I might have to Tony Blair it a bit.
Oh
dear. What's this?
Delete the truth.
Yeah. Delete the truth. RM dash truth.
God, that reminds me. Have you put the radio on today?
What?
Onto the news.
Oh fuck, man! Do you wanna? I'm fuming about it. It's just. Yeah.
I've been reading a bit about it in the papers and looking it up on the news sites and everything like that. There was this guy who was at the Labour conference,
yeah.
82 years old, Jewish fella,
yeah.
Came to England when the Nazis were going nuts over there in Germany.
Yeah,
you know, he's been a long time supporter of the Labour Party, I think ever since, really believes in them, but is kind of a bit pissed off with the way they're going now.
Yeah,
because I think it's a bit familiar for the guy, you know.
Exactly.
He was at the Labour conference party, and Jack Straw's up there talking about how it's a good thing that our troops are in Iraq, and blah, 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 blah. This 82-year-old man, he shouts out, "Nonsense!" And they get a load of security guards to go over there and forcibly evict him.
They're massive.
Big fucking guys.
They're bigger than me.
Yeah. they kick out an 82-year-old man. Yeah.
And a guy that's next to him going, "What the fuck are you doing?" And they kick him out as well.
Yeah, I saw him threatening that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know they kicked him out.
Yeah, they kicked him out as well. Talk about, you know, silencing speech. Which
he
is
said one word. Nonsense. And they kicked him out under the Prevention of Terrorism Act. Right, they took his pass away, so he couldn't get back in. They kicked him out. He thinks, fuck this. He tries to get back in again,
yeah.
And they say, "Where's your pass?" He says, "Well, you know, you took it away because apparently I was causing a fuss." And they say, "No, if you've not got a pass and you're trying to get in,
if your name's not on the list, you're not getting in."
Well, they arrest him under the Terrorism Act.
Oh, nice!
Which, as we were talking about a few shows ago, they're trying to extend the powers on that so that if you're arrested under the Terrorism Act, you can be kept for 3 months without charge. Now, that's not how it is yet. It's 2 weeks at the moment.
Yeah.
No charge, 2 weeks. But they're trying to get the powers in to keep him for 3 months. And this is a guy who said one word.
Yeah. Oh, man. Talk about Iron Curtain, man. Talk about fucking endangering people's rights. Talk about...
Insanity.
Talk about where the fucking government is heading, okay? Even if their own member... is not allowed to debate. Now, this is a debate, yeah?
Ooh.
When you go to a conference, you debate matters. And if you can't heckle in your own party, then what the fuck can you do? What the fuck can a civilian who has no connection to the government do? It's just ridiculous, man. I've been fuming all day when I saw this. Not just because the guy was 80 years old. He went through the Holocaust, and he found freedom and safety in Great Britain, but also because this is proving, and it was a stumble upon their own system, and I don't think they planned this. I didn't think they even wanted this to happen, but it just shows what's going on behind the doors. Yeah. And it just shows, when you look at Tony Blair's face, he's fucking grinning when he's saying sorry. He doesn't fucking mean it. He's having a joke. He's having a fucking giggle of a time, because he's just fucking... When you watch the footage of when he's being interviewed, just look at the guy's face. Now,
yeah.
Whenever you've had an argument or something like that, and you ask somebody to say sorry to you, and they laugh in your face, that's not a sincere apology.
Yeah.
You can tell. I mean, come on. Fucking monkeys can tell expressions in other monkeys' faces, yeah? We're fucking humans. We've got massive amounts of neurons to power our CPUs. I mean, come on, use them, for fuck's sake. This guy's a fucking liar, and he should be taken down.
Too right. He's absolutely
a goddamn slap.
Yeah.
Sorry, TC, I talked all over you there.
No, it's alright.
Freedom of speech, man.
Yeah. You can't silence me.
Yeah.
But yeah, if this is what they do to one of their long-time supporters,
yeah.
What do they do to their critics?
Yeah.
Shit, well, we better get in the bomb shelter.
The thing is, they don't have any critics.
Well, they've got me as a critic, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Nutters.
I'm on your side, mate.
You really... Well, you can understand what's going on right here, you know. This proves a major point today. I'm glad it happened. I'm sorry that it happened to him, but I'm glad it happened. And also, anytime soon, you should actually be able to get a live video stream of what's happening in the studio on the website as well, so you can actually see and listen at the same time. Although there will be a slight delay on the audio, you'll get it like a minute later than you get the video. So, you know. You get
so
me.
If we see the video and we see you shaking your fist at the microphone,
yeah,
and
yeah,
ranting and going crazy, we know something good's coming on the audio.
Exactly, yeah. I just thought it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
And from a private point of view, I'd just like to track what's happening in my house as well, so, you know.
The person who you're trying to reach is currently not...
Has TC dropped out?
Yeah, he's dropped off.
Oh.
So...
But yeah, that really pissed me off.
Yeah.
I mean, for crying out loud, the guy's 82.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you see...
You don't need one heavy to go over to him.
Did you see how they were literally, like... You know when a bouncer comes up to you? It's never happened to me, but like, if somebody is physically detaching you from your seat, it's not a nice way of going, you know, tap on the back, come on, mate, get up, you know, you're fucking, come on, you know,
yeah,
we're trying to do something here. It's a literally, they grab him by his collar, fucking lifting the guy out of the seat.
Jeez. I've not seen the video of it yet, because this was on the radio when I went to work. So I got the paper on the way to work so I could read about it.
Mate,
I checked out two or three news sites.
Mate, it's fucking... It's like, when I was watching it, my jaw dropped. I was like, this is...
God.
My government, I say, because they're in power. But it's just fucking... I can't fucking believe it, man. Some of these should kick up a riot, man. I predict a fucking riot.
Yeah.
I predict a riot.
Ba-na-na-na-na. Yeah, I'm going to have to go watch Sky News 24 after this, because I want to see that video.
Yeah.
Or BBC News 24.
Yeah.
Neither of them has sponsored me, so neither of them gets favouritism.
Exactly.
But if you want favouritism, send in a cheque to Hacker Voice Radio.
Yeah, and we'll distribute it to myself.
Damn it! Send no cheques!
No, I mean, that's why I have a huge problem with either people kind of donating money to us. Is honestly, I mean, how the hell do you, would you distribute? Let's say we got £100. How would you distribute it?
You know,
you can't, huh? Yeah, I know. that's probably the best way to do it. Is, you know, equally amongst. But if you were going to grade it amongst like work put or something like that, you couldn't say, you know, it's just not fair. Because everybody's doing this voluntarily, volunteering to do this. I don't know what the fuck's up with my connection. I think Napster's trying to DOS me, bastard.
He's probably heard what you said about him.
Yeah, probably. The FCC ruled yesterday that Clear applies both to broadband and suppliers, and all calls made to VoIP providers, which is like a kind of Clear is like the looking at what the fuck you're doing sort of thing. If they're basically what it means is if there are any connections to the PSTN, which is the public switch network, which is your phone line. So basically, if you make a call from your VoIP line to a standard landline phone, they have to be legally allowed to track you. Now, this also applies whether the call is actually an IP-to-IP call or not. Separately, all broadband suppliers will have to implement Clear, which means providing access to law enforcement for tap and trace on all traffic on broadband connections. In related to the news, the FCC has also released a policy documenting the states that consumers are entitled to run applications and use services of their choice, subject to the needs of law enforcement. In theory, under this, they could require wiretaps in in-game chat or keylogging in file encryption programs. So, the FBI to get veto power over your PC software. The Federal Communications Commission thinks that if the right to use software on your computer, only if the FBI approves of it. No, not really. In absolute obscure policy documentation released around 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last Friday, the FCC announced this remarkable decision. According to the three-page document, to preserve the openness that characterizes today's internet, consumers are entitled to run applications and use services of their choice, subject to the needs of law enforcement. Read the last seven words again. The FCC didn't offer much in the way of clarification, but the clearest reading of the pronouncement is that the unelected bureaucrats of the commission have agreed that America don't have the right to use software such as Skype. Americans do not have the right to use software such as Skype or PGP phone. Americans do not have the right. Do they do not have the right to use Skype? Do not use Skype. If you're an American, stop using Skype. You're not allowed to do it, okay? I've said it now. If I catch you using Skype, I'll have to come over there personally and uninstall it. And if you're using a PGP phone, that's it. You're getting a spanking.
Oh.
If it doesn't support... Now, okay, if all right, I'll let you off. If it supports mandatory backdoor and wiretapping, that's fine.
Oh,
I'll let you off. It's fine, you know? I don't mind that because I can track what you're doing. But if it doesn't, I'm fucking getting you. That interpretation was confirmed by FCC spokesman on Monday. They actually said what I said there. No, I'm joking. Who asked not to be identified by name. Oh, wonder why? Because you fucking get owned! Also, the announcement came out from the same time as the FCC posted the wiretapping rules of the internet telephony. Nowhere does the commission say how it jibes the official pronouncement where it says the First Amendment right to speak freely not mentioned in the limited powers granted by the federal government by the US Constitution. What also is worth noting that the FCC pronouncement almost makes tracks language of 1996 Commission Act, Telecommunications Act. Where federal law states that the policy of the United States to preserve free marketed internet services unfettered by the federal or state regulations, the bureaucrats have eternally interpreted that to mean precisely the opposite of what Congress said. Ain't they clever, baby? And a comment by Ionix, he said, that's some scary shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is fucking nuts. So because people are using IP to IP telephony, yeah, they want to get their hands on that just as easily as they can currently tap the PSTN.
Yeah.
So they're going to all the broadband providers and they're saying, look, we need to tap all your data.
Yeah.
Because some of it might be phone calls. And we think we're allowed to tap phone calls.
Yeah.
So we're having all of your fucking data. Jesus Christ. Fuck that. First of all, I'd like to see them make it work. Because the amount of data that shifts around the internet these days must be phenomenal. Now, let's say a lot of people start using encrypted IP to IP telephony.
Yeah, well, they would by default.
Yeah, I mean, Skype is, and I'm not sure about the rivals, but I think most of them are as well.
Yeah.
So, let's say somebody cranks it up a level. There's a new IP to IP with really, really, really good encryption. And the FCC have the powers to go to the broadband people and say, look, we want all of this traffic. Yeah. You know, we want a copy of it. Broadband people say, well, okay.
Yeah.
You know, we can't really argue with you.
Exactly.
You're the law. But they've then got to get all this IP to IP traffic and decrypt it.
Yeah.
Now, if this is going on a massive, massive scale...
No. What will happen is, it won't be like a case of having to decrypt each code. What will happen is that each code will have a backdoor access, so you could type in a special code and it will automatically unencrypt or open up that data to you. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Why the hell would anyone develop an encryption tool
that will have a backdoor to the encryption?
Yeah. What's the fucking point?
The FBI would like that to happen.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. You know what? Fucking FBI. I fucking hate you. I really do. And I'm not scared of you. You can fuck
that
yourself.
That was Belial who said that, by the way. Yeah. Just for the record.
And when I play this back, I'm going to drop it a little. And I'm going to go, that was Planet who said that, and not Belial.
Just edit it out, yeah. Damn it! I mean, with programs like Tor and things like that, you can get all kinds of networks going on that are encrypted and you're being routed all over the place. I want to know how the hell they can get hold of the IP to IP traffic.
Yeah.
You know, if that's encrypted by, let's say, some smart programmer in Denmark comes up with a new encryption method, he says, oh, well, if you do it this way, then you can make any old IP to IP phone call, and it will go down this tunnel, it will be encrypted, and I'm not giving the source code away for this to anyone.
Yeah.
What are they going to do then? They've got to break it. Brute force it.
Yeah.
And with all the data that's flooding around the internet, Jesus Christ, that's going to need some serious computing power.
They've already got it.
I don't think they've got that.
All the traffic goes through one point. You know that.
Well, the top level domain things.
Well, the link between me... Well, the link between UK and USA goes through points.
Yeah.
Certain points. And they're usually very huge... you know, fucking pipes, but they are points which are owned by a company which then track every single bit that goes through that network, and they've got the capability of do that.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, it's I mean, your actual call when you pick up the phone and call, you know, if you were to call Ionix in the USA from your landline, it wouldn't go over standard PSTN. It would be converted into a VoIP. It will actually travel over VoIP. It's not like VoIP is the new shit. It's been around for years, you know. It's been a money saver for telecommunications companies for many years because they've been able to pack more calls into less lines that way.
On the backbone, yeah.
Because it, of the way of the if they were to send standard voice down the line, it takes up more space on the line, on the bandwidth, whereas when you can send four instead of you could send eight instead of four, sort of thing,
right,
which maximizes the throughput.
I'm still not seeing how they'll crack it.
They won't have to, because
all they'll be receiving at these points, though, is encrypted data.
No, but don't you see what it says there? You're not allowed to use any form of communication, encrypted in communication, unless it has a backdoor traceable. Do you see what I mean? So
they say you can use this encryption method because we've got a backdoor.
Yeah, because we can trace. Yeah, we can look. But the thing is, it's like, this is something we've been talking about since the beginning. If you remember, you know, we've been talking about it since, like, we were theorizing about it. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Now it's actually happening. And it's just like, come on, guys, what the fuck's happening here? It's like, let's say, we're going to do this private VPN thing, the open VPN.
Yeah.
So, all our traffic traveling across the network is secure. Nobody else can see it apart from the endpoints, me, you, Ionic, Scoby. Yeah? Mm-hmm. In this way, they assume that we might be doing something dodgy, so we have to, by law, give up our right to secure to our own privacy. That just does not make sense. Now, unless they had solid evidence that there was something going on in that network, they could then get a court order to be able to scan our network. Now, this bypasses the whole thing and lets them get in anyhow they want. Do you know how much money that would cost to get that unblock key? I think, you know.
No, I
don't, but it would be an amazing amount. Because if you could get that unblock key, just imagine what you could do. Tap every single, you know, encrypted thing. It's like fucking sneakers, man. It is sneakers.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on this thing with the encryption.
Yeah.
Where they only want you to use ones that they can monitor.
Yeah. Well, it's
who the hell is gonna use that? You know, if it's got such an obvious flaw in it, it's a terrible system. Somebody can backdoor it because the FBI are doing it.
Yeah.
Somebody else could do it as well. Don't use that system. It's a terrible, terrible system.
Yeah, sure.
It's got a massive backdoor in it. So everybody's going to be using different systems. And there's a lot of clever people out there coming up with new encryption methods all the time. They can't force a backdoor into an encryption method. You know? So there's going to be a lot of data that they won't be able to get, I think.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This was also part of the regulatory investigatory powers of, God, when was it, 2001?
Yeah.
The RIP bill.
Right.
I remember this when it was they were first trying to get it through. I'm not actually sure if it got in or not. But one of the things that the UK government was proposing on that was if you're sending encrypted data to someone, you've encrypted it in a certain way.
Uh-huh.
Now, if the government suspects you of something and they take you to Scotland Yard and they say, look, here's your computer, there's all the encrypted data on it, we want to know what it says. If you refuse to unencrypt it, to provide them the key to turn it into plain text and turn it into normal kind of readable data, then you can be sent to prison.
Yeah.
Because you said, no, I will not give you the right to go through my encrypted data.
Yeah.
It's encrypted for a reason. I refuse to give you the key. You're sent to jail.
Mm.
You know, do not pass go. You are assumed guilty. Boom.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. And ideas like this are still floating around, as we can see. Oh, dear God. And people wonder why we started this radio station.
Yeah. And I still wonder how we're still going.
It's probably because I keep telling you and Scobie, stop doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I think we're going to have a nice little week break from when we finish the season. Because
at least.
Yeah, I really don't want to see us burn out, because it can happen, and I feel it. It's starting to happen.
I burn out very easy.
Yeah.
I throw myself into a project, I go at it hell for leather, and then after a while I just go,
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want that to happen with this project, because this is too goddamn important, and it's too much fun.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's actually working.
Yeah.
I can't believe that, but it's working.
I know.
So... yeah, the season break is a great idea.
Sure.
Let's take some time, kick back, and get our shit in order.
Exactly.
You know, and psych yourselves up, and then boom!
Exactly.
Season two.
Back again. Because the interesting thing will be, the break will actually incorporate the conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
our last episode is on Monday.
Is it?
What's this? We've got three shows to do. This is one of them.
Yeah.
So we got tomorrow, Friday, and then Monday.
Oh, right, okay. So Monday is going to be the last show of the season.
Yeah, of season one.
Cool. Fantastic.
I think we should take like a couple of weeks or so. You know, more than a week. Because a week at work, that goes like that.
Yeah.
You know. And we do need some time to just chill and get stuff ready.
Fair enough. Okay. Shall we take 2 weeks then out?
Yeah, let's say a fortnight.
Okay, cool.
Because one thing I want to do is try and write some content.
Yeah.
For themed kind of shows, and I've not really got time to do that right now. This is
Reflect. Yeah, definitely. I might do the same. I don't. Think
hopefully.
What's going to happen is, whoops.
Ooh.
Sending me a kiss there.
It wasn't me, listeners. I swear to you.
Is that what you want to do when we're offline?
Damn it. My plans have been foiled.
Yeah.
Hopefully with a bit of a break, we'll come back better than ever. You know, more focused and stuff like that. So,
I mean, what's going to happen is we won't be doing the show every night. I know that I'll be working on the next shows, kind of every day, and other projects and stuff.
And still be in IRC and on the forums.
Oh, yeah, well, of course we'll be in IRC and the forums. And we might end up even talking anyway, you know.
What, just live,
Oh, fuck it, let's just continue it.
It sounds like a really good break.
Yeah.
So we just keep doing what we're doing, but we don't record it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just pretend that we're having a break.
Yeah. Woo! Spring break!
Yeah, it should be a welcome break. Get some CDs out as well. Actually, DVD is out of the first season.
What's the total gigabyte count of all the past shows, do you know?
That's a good question, buddy. I think we've reached over a gig, excluding this show, which is currently being recorded. We are hitting...
I was just worried whether or not it would fit on a DVD.
2.18.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll round up all the past shows from season one. Probably throw in a few bonus features and whatnot. And flog it, maybe, to try and raise some funds for the project.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Let's say £5 per CD.
Yeah.
£15.
It's a good round number.
20.
50.
I have 50 in the corner. 55, 25, 35, 30, 40, 45, 45, 45, 45.
Sold!
Sold to the man in the weird glasses.
So all you dial-up users out there, don't fret. There is an alternative.
Yeah.
And we'll probably end up giving away a load of DVDs for free at the con anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
I can burn the shitload and I'll be dishing them out like bloody candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta love the background music then.
Drum and bass?
Yeah. You can't hear it too well, can you?
I can hear it a bit, yeah, I can never hear it too well when we're live.
Sure.
Drum and bass does get you pumped up though.
Oh yeah. I only put it on when I feel flat and it just kind of lets me ride through the episode.
It's like they're cranking up the handle on that new sub $100 laptop thing.
Mm.
Give it a bit more. Go on.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You know, things are going pretty well with our projects.
Mm.
It's just a matter of time before we close off most of them. Not only close off, but, you know, complete them and say, right, that's done and dusted.
Yeah, get them to a stage where we're kind of happy with them, and
I feel like we're the fucking Bin Rev of the UK in a way.
Well, there isn't much competition over here, is there, in the UK? I think we win by default.
Yeah, we did win it. That's all good, you know. We're providing a good service.
Yeah, cool.
I hope so, anyway.
It's
just a matter of time. It takes time and dedication, and I think we've got through. We're nearly there to the end of the first season.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, can you tell me that you'd expect to be here right now when we started on like episode 2?
No.
I honestly
didn't.
I hoped, but I didn't think we would.
Yeah. It was a dream that it would always get better and carry on and get more popular and things like that, which it has. But I didn't think it'd be a reality, to be honest. But things are going very, very cool.
Yeah.
And 99.9% of it is due to the support we're getting from the actual listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
The people who come into IRC, who signed up at the forums at hackervoice.co.uk.
Yeah. You know, we wouldn't be doing this.
If no one was listening, what's the fucking point? But yeah, there's a lot of cool people with a lot of cool ideas and very cool attitudes.
Yeah.
And they are what, they're the coal in the fire of this show.
Sure.
I am using metaphors.
Yeah. Wow, planets patented metaphors.
Wop wop.
What's been happening to the patented fist, man?
I've been using meditation and kung fu to train my bladder as a devious attack weapon.
Wow.
Oh, I just pissed before the show there.
Okay. I just
and then by the end of it, I'm going, oh,
God. I just thought your standards were slipping there.
I've not started pissing into a water bottle, if that's what you're worried about, and throwing it out the window.
Yeah. I don't know what you do. That's why we don't have a webcam at your end.
Yeah. Who the fuck wants to see that?
You're probably naked, sitting on a chair.
Water bottle in one end, microphone in the other.
Yeah.
I've had a few moments when I've been playing EverQuest 2 and World of Warcraft, because those games, you can't pause them.
Yeah.
You know, and you're really into it, and you're really nuts, and you're sitting there, you're having a few drinks, and totally immersed in it, and all of a sudden you realise just how bad you need a piss.
Yeah.
And you think, oh God, that empty bottle of Volvic. Should I? I've never crossed that line.
No, I think once you've crossed that line...
Oh, it's downhill from there.
Yeah. You're going to have fucking bottles of Volvic everywhere.
God.
Piss everywhere on the floor.
We used to joke about it on EverQuest 2 in the guild I was in.
Yeah.
And some of the guys had the same thing. They were saying, I'm going to get a funnel and a hose pipe and just, you know, put the other end out the window.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. It goes to show you how addictive these games are.
I know. They're horribly addictive. They're almost...
They take your life
scary.
Away.
Scary.
Yeah. I know.
That's why I'm not touching it with a fucking bar. Because if I do, trust me, you won't be hearing me again on the radio show.
You just go live and go, yeah, hang on, I've just got to kill this wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I leveled up.
Yeah.
Hang on, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to grind.
In news today, I killed a wolf.
Yeah.
I was actually playing it before the show. I'm getting back into it, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, well, Scopey's getting back into his online, Veeb Online or whatever it's called. That's why he's not been on the episode this week.
Oh, the one based in space.
Yeah,
Online.
Yeah.
I bought a copy of that.
Yeah.
But I never played it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Because it's like, I've got some stuff to do. Bollocks.
Important stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I've got to go out and mine asteroids or some shit like that.
Yeah, like, as you do, you know, every day.
Yeah.
I've got to get you to SSH onto my server. Well,
to my laptop. I'll give it a try, mate.
Yeah, because I think the opening thing you'll see, I think, will give you some giggles.
Hmm.
Like, as soon as you log in, it pulls up this kind of thing that I drew myself. I think you might like it.
What is it, a paintbrush drawing of a man with a really big cock?
No, you'll see.
That's the kind of things I draw that make me laugh.
Yeah.
I have very simple humour.
Yeah. That's why we love you.
Oh yeah. I'm the housewife's favourite.
Yeah. Right, we're just about to hit an hour.
Okie dokie.
Let's think about closing it off.
Yeah, I've said all the news I want to say.
Yeah. projects are on the way. I'll see if this webcam thing is a hit. If not, you know, I just won't run it, and I'll run it privately.
Well, you got to try it to find out. Yeah.
Which is what I'm going to do.
Cool.
As for kind of like doing our own TV thing, you know, I'm still open to that. As for when and how and what, you know, that's still yet to be decided. I've been letting people play around on my laptop with SSH. I'm all good with that, you know, as long as nobody takes the piss. Because obviously I'm trusting them on my own system. And by learning what they're doing, I'm also learning, you know. So, yeah.
It's a very cool thing that you're doing there, mate. You've given them a platform where they can go in and tinker around play about. But it will go pear-shaped if somebody takes the piss. So everyone be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Go there, learn, and
if anyone does take the piss, expect port 22 to be blocked from now on. So, because normally what I do is I open it up only for a certain amount of time in a day.
Yeah.
So it'll only be open for an hour on a certain period of time. So I only know when it's open. I can SSH into my box, do what I need to do, and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Which is what I normally do. But now I've been opening it up constantly. So whenever my laptop's open, you know, people can jump on and do what they need to do. In fact, I think my Onyx is on it right now because the fucking LED's flashing like a bitch.
Closing thoughts from me is thanks to everyone for tuning in, for checking out the forums, for emailing in, so on and so forth.
Thanks for being with us.
We hope to see all of you next weekend.
Most definitely.
Which is the THVCon.
And
if
again,
you don't know what the hell
listeners.
That is, check out hackervoice.co.uk.
Yeah.
Go to the forums. There's a lot of stuff there about it. Freemasons Arms, somewhere in London. There's more specific details provided by our man Belial here.
Oh, yes.
On the forums. So check it out. Come down. We'll have a few drinks. We'll have a chat about technology and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be ace.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
I will be recording everything on my camcorder. You're welcome to bring down your own recording equipment, cameras, you know, digital phones, whatever.
Hell yeah.
I'd like this thing to be recorded, catalogued. So that if the FBI, if they ever decide to, you know, they don't have to snoop around on my network. They could just download everything off the website. Because really, we've got nothing to hide. And that's the way it should be. Obviously, you know, if you're not happy with having your face, you know, or your whatever recorded, do make sure that you tell everyone before they turn on their cameras. And, you know, it's just a sign of respect. I always ask, you know, is that okay? So, yeah.
Cool.
Okay. I was going to give out my mobile number that I'm letting everyone use to call me on.
Yeah.
But I can't find the fucking thing. Let me just... Where's my mobile? Oh, there it is. I've just slapped on a, you know, just a SIM card that I have onto my... onto a spare phone that I had, so that people, if they need to, they can give me a call on that. Obviously, people might get lost or not know where to go or anything like that, so it's just a quick way of them getting in touch with me. Now, give me a second, I'm just trying to find out what my number is.
What is it? *100#? And it gives you a number.
Nope.
No. Works on some networks. I think Vodafone works on number 10.
*100#.
Yeah. Somebody showed it me once and you put in *100# call, and I'm on Vodafone. It then goes off call something and it comes back and it displays your own number on the screen.
Right, okay.
I'll show you down at the con. It works on mine anyway.
Just trying to... Not allowed. It's funny because I've got no credit.
Different network.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know I said it in one of the episodes, so...
So it's in the archives.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find this because I want to say it. And so I know what it is. Because I don't want to be topping this baby up with 10 quid because I won't use it.
What you should do is find out and just plonk it on the phone.
Yeah, never mind. I'm calling defeat on this one right now, and I'll let everyone know once I find the thing. Or I'll just use a different card because I've got thousands of them. just to keep my own, you know, anonymity. I want to be anonymous so I can have a new number every day. Anyway. Good night.
Thanks for tuning in, people. Yeah. Take care.
And we'll see you all same time tomorrow.
For our penultimate show.
On Friday.
Of season one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye and good night.
Ta-ta.
You know,